Today, Greg and I are going to talk about organized chaos. So hold on tight and get ready.
Fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales. You're going to talk communication. You're going to talk leadership. You're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. All right, listen, how many times have you wasted your time with somebody who's never going to be your customer? You get all excited to meet with them. You spend some time. You type stuff up. You bond. They think you're amazing. You have a cup of coffee. They give you a donut. They're like, man, you're really cool. We've seen your company around, this and that. And in your mind, you're like, man, I got this job. It's in the bag. And then after you spend a bunch of time doing the thing you do, getting them the numbers and all that, what do? They ghost you. They blow you off, or they tell you you're way too expensive or whatever. All right. So if you're sick of that runaround and you want to be able to spot a tire kicker from 10 miles away, then you're going to want to go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap. And we have a little guide there that will help you spot the cheap customers immediately before you spend time with them. This is an invaluable tool. It's an amazing resource to help you protect your time and make sure that you're only spending your time with people that are truly going to be your customers. So head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab your guide right now.
Greg, talking about organized chaos, what do you think I'm alluding to?
Probably my family life is what I'm guessing. Trying to juggle everything at once and deciding, you know, where should we aim? Should we aim at one thing, or are we going to try to satisfy everything at once? Did I miss that?
Well, that's kind of like what when I say organized chaos, there's always something going on. When you have a family, there's dynamics, there's stuff going on, there's kids misbehaving, there's dinners to be met, there's ball games to coach, there's all kinds of shit going on. And you got to keep things focused. But there's a lot more going on in most of our lives than just family. Name a few things that think you go on that you can say everybody has a problem with, or everybody's trying to keep focus with.
Yeah, I mean, you got your family, right? You got your work life, your business that you're trying to keep going. Maybe you're trying to get in better shape physically, so you're focusing on that. Or maybe it's the mental space that you're trying, your mindset that you're going to focus on.
Yeah, I mean, people are listening. I mean, you know the categories or the things you can probably categorize in your life that you think that need focusing on. And sometimes we just kind of like blindly walk through life thinking that we got to figure it out, but basically we got our head in the stand. So if we kind of, just to label a few things, Greg, like you said, your personal stuff, and that could be, you with your family, okay? And then we have our business and we know how that works. It's just sometimes we just kind of roll through life and roll out of bed on autopilot. And then there's us, our own personal self-development, the stuff that goes on between our ears, or maybe just to make us better at where we are in business. And then, well, some people is a religion, right? Finding a space with God and how this all blends together. But for me, how to balance all this stuff. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy stuff because I like to be really good at everything because that's just me. But I can't be good at everything. So, and what I'm seeing a lot of in the group, in the battleground, the contract, the fight, is guys trying to be good at everything all at once. And some guys can really do this really well. But what have you seen? You watch the chat box.
Yeah, I mean, we see guys in here and, you join a group, right? And you're trying to absorb all this information. The great thing about the battleground is there's so many amazing things going on. You're doing the numbers. You're trying to do the sales. You're trying to work on your team, right? Build the system. So people come in the group, Tim, and it just feels like they feel guilty or they're failing because they're just focused on one thing at a time. So they're like, first, they're going to jump in the group and focus on their numbers, right? And they're like, oh, well, I'm missing out on this. But Tim, am I wrong? Is that okay? I mean, how do you feel if you're only focused on the one thing for then and you're missing out on the other stuff?
You know what, Greg? I've really strived to do really good, be really awesome at some things. And like you say, you neglect the other things. And it's guilt, dude. I feel horrible about it. I'm really doing something well. Like, I'm accelerating in my business, got everything figured out, customers are being served. But then my wife is looking at me like she's my friend, It's like, it's like, I almost want to introduce her. He's my roommate. It's like, I can't do that. It's my wife. Right. So it goes sideways real quick. So you got to kind of like touch on everything. Kind of like, it's like if you have a big house and you're painting it, you got to remember to water the plants every now and then because it's going to die. You got to maintain this. So it's a balance for sure. And, you know, there's so much we can talk about. And I know, Greg, we're never going to get this all done in a few minutes we have. But we can continue this on another conversation. The challenge is to feel like you're moving forward. How do you know you're moving forward? You're getting better at something if other stuff is not being attended to? Because you have your family, you have your finance, you have your fitness, you have all these other things you're trying to put together. How do you know that what you're putting your energy towards is moving the needle forward? I mean, what is that thing that Tom says about a nail?
You know, he used to really push one nail. So, you know, you have a board and you have five nails sticking out. You got to focus on one first and drive that in. And then you go to the next one. And then you go to the next one. And then you go to the next one. Similar to what you're saying, Tim, is you like to focus on the one thing. And I just, you know, I want to encourage people in the group, in the battleground, you know, it's okay. You know, focus on what you need to focus on first. And then, yeah, keep an eye out on the other stuff and slowly start to progress to the next step once you kind of feel like you got a handle on, you know, that one nail.
You know, I've heard Tom Reba talk about that forever, dude, but it never really hit home till you kind of just kind of repackaged it. Is, you know, just do one thing at a time. It's one change, 1%, one thing. But hey, Greg, there's a whole bunch more to talk about and there's not enough time today. So why don't we jump off? But we can continue this next time on The Long and Short of It with Greg and Tim. Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.